Ugly Truth, Hawaiian Style on the Big Island, Episode 2. We got Anton Matsuda here to help me clearly understand what a hemp plant can do for us. Anton, go ahead and tell me. So tell me, how does hemp plant work out, man? I really want to get educated. I think people need to get educated on it. Like, I just purchased hemp, incorporated, hoping it will grow in the next 5 years. What's your thoughts on it?
Well, coming from a non-expert standpoint, classic stoner standpoint, basic, you know, research from, you know, basically free knowledge, about an acre of hemp is basically the equivalent of at least 100 acres of paper-bearing trees. So in that case, which is, and hemp grows like a weed, hence the terminology, the street name of it. And the fact is, it, common sense being, wouldn't you use such a plant for paper products? A lot of our, disposable products, which now people are trying to do with corn, which technically is another common nickname for weed, is corn. So the fact that it grows quicker, or maybe it's equivalent to corn.
Wait, so they also call corn weed?
Well, like locally, like corn.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like corn, like it's corn.
I never knew that. Something I just learned just now.
But, you know, it's just common sense. And
so what kind of things, like, hemp can provide? Like, I was told, like, the oils and or seeds from the oil, whatever it is like, supposed to have some really good nutritional facts where it actually helps, like, some health things, man.
Well, in the hippie culture, hemp seeds are high in omegas, you know, and which is already out in any natural food store. They can make hemp milk, all that good stuff as far as nutrition.
They make hemp milk?
They make hemp milk, bro.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They probably sell it in Finland.
I mean, just like how they make almond milk, there's hemp milk?
Hemp milk, high in omegas, really high omegas. Pretty much all the realms of omega fats, which is very common, really good fatty acid for our health, which is also like what you get from fish oils, which hemp seed has. Also that, you can make ethanol from the hemp plant, derived from that. I mean, lower grade of fuel, but nonetheless, it's a fuel and it's a renewable source as being derived from hemp weed, which grows like a weed. And you'd be saving, you know, acres and acres of rainforest every freaking year. And I'm sure there's a lot of companies already into it. Like, this is a hippie movement that's been going on from the 70s. Just people actually starting to have money and develop into it.
So this hemp plant is not like the actual grows buds or you can smoke stuff from it. This is actually something totally different. This hemp plant is known for...
Hemp is it's treated like as a textile plant. Like it's meant for fibers. Like the strongest fibers, as anybody knows, from the beginning of the U.S., the American first original flag was a hemp flag. The Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, were all hemp. That's why...
Interesting. I never knew
such
that.
Things, and it's a very high quality fiber, so it will last for many years versus any piece of parchment or regular paper we have today.
Being that I'm just so uneducated on this thing, is there actually buds growing on this stuff?
No.
There's none?
So the fact about weed, it's one of the few plants that actually have a male and a female plant. It's from that, from the genetics, it's very easy to hybridize this plant to your needs. Same as what they do with medicinal marijuana, cannabis, which actually harbors the THC and the CBD in there, which gives the medicinal properties. And that's the case, as far as I know, again, stoner research, one of the original plants is the Ruderalis strain, which basically, like, bush weed. So everything stems from like an ancient plant and various types of strains, which also mean as far as you can make it for the inducing of various psychoactive plants or medicinal plants, you can do the same for hemp. You know, you can manufacture it or hybridize plants so you can make a certain type of product.
So for those of us who think hemp is like a weed or a plant that you grow just for its buds so you can get high, that's not the case.
Yes, totally not the case.
But it smells exactly the same.
That I'm not too sure, to be honest. I'm mostly familiar with the real, with the, you know, the full-on CBD THC.
So what's your thoughts on hemp and this?
Again, as a textile plant, it's something that can, you know, potentially save the planet if it was actually planted and, you know, respected properly as any other, you know.
So this is going to be clothing then?
clothing. It's already been in the works. Yeah. Hemp wick, rope, anything. Eventually, hard plastics.
You can make plastic out of hemp?
Hard plastics.
I didn't know that.
If you can do like fuel like that, I mean, again, I don't know the science. It's from mostly from stoner research.
But this is the actual research you've done yourself.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Basic research.
So how hard is it? Can I like just go home and grow it myself?
Yeah.
Is there any restrictions on growing this hemp plant? Is it illegal to grow a hemp plant?
The hemp plant, that is a part of the realm. Again, I am only used to the one with actual medicine in it. But as far as hemp, it is basically considered.
I like how you call it medicine.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's cool, medicine, yeah.
It's not weed, it's medicine, it's not a drug. Maybe only consider a medicinal way of saying it.
So how can you take hemp and apply it to our industry we're in, which is the food and beverage industry?
I'm actually good with CBD, but nonetheless, that part in the science, I am not familiar with.
So CBD comes from hemp?
Some may say. In my eyes, I always assume that CBD and THC always go hand to hand as far as the medicine. So to me, the CBD is like a fine line as far as pushing the issue and making it more acceptable by society, which is a plus in that way. But as far as the actual product and quality, that I'm not too sure, because in real, if you really want a medicine, I'm sure like CBD will calm you down, but if you really need a medicine, the 1-to-1 ratio of THC and CBD is very crucial in my eyes.
So this hemp plant, you can make like a snack bar that would have like these oils that's supposed to be good for you.
Well, the snack bars actually come from the hemp seed. So the hemp seed is actually, again, we go back to where the nutrition comes from. The basic stock and stuff is, you know, it's like a fiber. So like if you're like, as far as make plastic, if you were to process it like how they would make like paper mache basically, that style, and eventually the fiber, I mean, I think just the genetic makeup of the plant, it's just the quality, which people is just, you know, hit the basic research is there from the beginning of time, from, you know, of course, Jesus days. Anybody would argue, any scholar would argue that's been around, anointing oils were hemp oil, etc. So I don't know if you ever heard that stuff.
No, I've never.
You never heard that? Like, how Jesus, yeah, this is all, like, common stoner knowledge. It's like, I'm not writing a book on this.
I'm a product of the assembly line, man. They put you in school, they teach you what they want to teach you, and they send you out in the world hoping that you work in a manufacturing job.
I mean, this is, like, not borderline conspiracy theories or anything like that. It's just stoner knowledge in my eyes. Like, yeah, man, Jesus, you know, he anointed the people with him, with the crib, with the herb.
Interesting. I never knew that. So in your view, the hemp in the next 5 years, I think is going to continue to grow.
The original strains that were discovered, one of the original strains come from Africa and Afghanistan, the Mideast, where they say Jerusalem. Yeah, the where everything came from. So that will say enough. That says a lot too. And besides the fact that it's not like man made this thing, of course, and it's a basic argument, or it's hard to. It's a wild plant. It grows like a weed. So it's like the fact that it's there like that, you know, it's meant to be used. And another point, a lot of weeds that people think are weeds that they cut down are actually medicinal. Spanish needles, Hawaiians call them kinahe, is actually an Amazonian medicine.
I never knew that.
So you make that into tea, popolo berry.
Yeah.
The berry is used as a dye, but it's actually very nutritional. And you dry the leaves, drink out like spirulina, same thing.
What do you use it for? Teas?
Teas, medicine, overall nutrition. When I was on the farm in Kohala, like, medicine man, the white man. And, like, yeah, he said, like, it's, like, pretty much there. Because noni is a known medicine. Yeah. But this is, like, herbs, like, for, like, almost, like, Ayurvedic, like, properties, like, which is, I fully believe, you know? And, like, it's, like, same thing like momaki tea. But momaki is actually cultivated, but like all these other plants, like, and the funny thing about popolo berry, it's the family of a nightshade, which is actually it's not poison. If you were to eat the nightshade, which is the red or yellow one, that's poisonous, but looks just like the popolo berry. You wouldn't know until you see the popolo berry, which is also found in wild in like people's yards, and people not even may know what the popolo berry really is.
Interesting.
Hence where the lovely where we get popolo from, because it's pretty meant to make a dark dye. That's a lot of small ones. And you can actually eat it. It's actually really good.
Interesting.
But yeah, so, I mean, just for like the...
Well, thanks, Edton. You're educating me. Hopefully they educated some of those people out there. Don't worry. I don't think too many people listen to my podcast anyway. All right. This is Greg, your host, signing off. Ugly Truth, Hawaiian Style on the Big Island.